in her blood, a perfect print. Fuck. He reached for the water glass where not long ago toothpaste and a toothbrush might have sat. This was surreal. This couldn't be happening. He filled it with water from the tap. It was lukewarm. He swallowed it back, but still his throat was dry, closed. It was like swallowing sand. He sank down onto the bathroom floor. His arse was in her blood. The wetness seeped through his trousers to his skin. This sort of thing didn't happen to someone like him. He was a good guy, or at least a good enough guy. That's what he'd always thought. But he was also the sort of bloke who lied on dating sites to worm his way to a thoughtless shag. He had fast and dirty sex in hotel rooms, in alleyways and toilets. He didn't know what sort of bloke he was. Maybe this kind of thing did happen to guys like him. Not good enough guys. They did. You read it in the papers. Sleazy, chaotic people ended up in sleazy, chaotic situations. There was so much blood. His thoughts wouldn't sharpen or clarify. They squelched around his head. He could smell the iron of her blood. He stared at his hand, covered with it. It wasn't some sick joke. It was real. He knew. Somehow he just knew. He felt it. She'd gone. He scrambled to his feet, turned to the basin that was smeared with her blood and threw up. The trendy little basin with its small plug hole wasn't designed for this sort of waste. His vomit settled in the bowl. He could see remnants of the evening's supper, spinach, carrots. How could it be that he was still digesting a meal they'd eaten together, but she was gone? He had to push his waste away with his fingers, run the taps. Without thinking about it, he started to splash the water around the basin, cleaning away her blood too. He didn't have any choice. He was a man who had swiftly fallen from having too much choice to no choice at all. Chapter 1. Anna. Zoe laughed her head off when she read Anna's online dating profile. Well, she would, wouldn't she? She was so cynical. Sometimes her cynicism could be frustrating, hurtful even.
You can't say that. You just can't,
she screeched hysterically. Her voice travelled from far away yet rang loudly in Anna's head, blocking out everything else. Sometimes Anna regretted contacting Zoe. If she didn't get in touch, would Zoe ever get in touch with her? Anna pushed the thought away. She wasn't up to examining the intricacies of their relationship right now. Everyone knew families were complex, tricky. Anna firmly believed you had to carry on regardless. You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. You still had to love them. Those were the rules. Instead, she asked, "Why can I say that? It's how I feel."
Feel?
Zoe repeated the word, throwing a whole host of contempt into it. Some people are born romantic and manage to stay that way, but they're very few and far between. Most have it slowly eroded away through a series of cancelled dates, dreadful dates, white lies, black lies. They turn cold. Zoe was simply born hard. Granite. Sometimes it was difficult to believe that she and Anna came from the same seed, the same womb. In fact, they were monochorionic, monoamniotic twins. The rarest sort, only occurring in 0.01% of twin pregnancies, just a step away from conjoined. Their closeness was a scientific fact. They shared the same amniotic sac, the same placenta. There was only one afterbirth. Anna told herself that they were each other's yin to yang. They balanced one another. But at this exact moment in time, she didn't feel balanced. She felt swamped.
You should say you're 29, Zoe insisted.
But I'm not. I'm 31. I don't like lying.
Face facts. Men like younger women, Anna baby,
Zoe argued with an air of feigned regret.
I know, but will 2 years make a difference?
Yes, when you're the wrong side of the big 3-0, alarm bells, panic stations. Whilst Zoe was arguing for Anna to hide this fact,